Here's a Sun King Studio 92 exclusive.
Powered by Klipsch Audio.
From WTTSFM.com.
That was really nice, guys. And you got a really creative video for that song, too, don't you? With a clown. Tell me about how that all came to be.
Well, we knew we wanted explosions in the video. But we didn't want it to be too serious. So when we talked to the director, that's what we told him. And he came up with the clowns exploding.
He blew up a clown.
Yeah.
Which is, I guess if, a lot of people don't like clowns at all, so that's satisfying to them. It wasn't wrapped up, though. I was waiting for the kind of the conclusion to draw it all together and bring it to a head, but it was more artistic than that. It left you kind of...
Oh, no, there's an ending. An ending, but you just have to get all the way there.
Okay, all right. It felt like a cliffhanger to me there at the end, but it was very, very creative, and my hat's off to you for a really fun video. very unique. Now, you guys, to go back a little ways here, I think my dad had some, I'm lying, my dad had some Everly Brothers records, and to me, you sound... a lot. Are you familiar with the Everly Brothers?
Yeah. Sure.
Okay, sure, okay. I mean, there's a harmony there that is just really, is kind of similar. It's very nice. How were you guys, where were you at in your lives when you discovered that your harmony synced up, or was that just a chance?
Well, I think that's kind of what attracted us all to each other. I think what we really wanted was to be in a band where we could hear vocals. And then naturally, since we all sang, we sang together. Like, a lot of the time when we write songs, we have harmonies before we even have words. We'll be singing harmony gibberish. It just seems to come really naturally. And also when we first started, we were trying to figure out what we were going to sound like, and we played in this bar. And we were like, well, we got to play covers, and we didn't really have too many of our own songs yet. So we were playing Everly Brothers, Crosby, Stills & Nash, Simon & Garfunkel, Beatles songs, things like that. So they needed harmony. And we were like, oh, this sounds pretty good, Maybe this is where we should go.
And you're based from Philadelphia, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So you've got a rich heritage there, but I don't really necessarily hear what we would call the Philly sound necessarily coming out in this. How does being from Philadelphia influence any of your music at all? Or are you directly from the city or just from outside?
I'm from outside.
So yeah, I'm from outside, too. Yeah.
He's from the city.
I'm from a lot closer.
Okay. How does this being from Philadelphia in any way influence your music?
There's just so many great musicians there. And also just like all the kids that these guys grew up with, all the people and everybody that had been in and out of their band. like so many people that have gone on to play, play music or have all been in Days Away, which was Keith and Tim's old band. Mm-hmm. And there's just so many great musicians that it's hard not to be inspired by people that are so good. The level is high,
Makes you work harder.
You guys have really attained a high level yourselves, and we're really glad to have you here today. Would you please once again welcome Good Old War.
Thank you.